Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Okay. Somebody else lead it, for the love of Christ. Welcome to Women Talking Bollocks, a podcast where you'll hear, well, three women talking utter bollocks. What you won't hear is anyone nattering on about fashion, makeup, diets, or those blinking Kardashians. I'm not even sure I know who they are, if I'm honest. But what you will hear is some uplifting, irreverent chat with myself, Jen Brister, and my two very dear friends, comedians and women, the very wonderful, if slightly eccentric, Maureen Younger, and the dashing, kind, charisma bomb that is Alison June Smith.
Well, I finished another jigsaw.
We're in. You finished another jigsaw.
Yeah, and it was a really, really difficult one, really difficult one. And I've still got about 6 pieces missing. I'm obviously the one losing the pieces. I don't know where they go, but I can't. There's about 6 pieces missing, which is really annoying. There was 11. I managed to find 5, but that's basically the exciting thing. Oh, and also Jen bought me some healthy food.
Ah.
Yeah, it was really nice of her. She bought me all this food, and I was trying to choose all this stuff with cream sauces, because I love cream sauces. And Jen was like, that's not really what the point of this exercise is, Maureen. So I was allowed to have a cheese macaroni. That was one of the nice things I could have. But I've been eating them. They've been really nice.
Are they like pre-prepared things?
Yeah.
Oh.
You need to add something to it. There's not enough food for it to be like a meal. You need to add like potatoes or noodles or something. But yeah, they're, you know, and it saves me, stops me from going out to the local greasy spoons.
So I think
the local greasy spoons will take a big hit over the next couple of weeks.
Well, that's good to hear, Maureen. Please don't add an extra meal to the meal. Just do eat that meal.
No, but you get like, it's just chicken. You can't just have a bit of chicken. You've got to have something with it.
Yeah.
No, true. But usually it wasn't just a chicken, was it? It was like a whole, thing.
It's,
it wasn't
just
a piece of chicken. Oh, is it?
Yeah.
What meal was that?
Oh, there's quite a few of them. I had the chicken and cream sauce. That was lovely. Honey and ginger. And it's just chicken and the sauce. You don't get anything else with it.
Okay, fair enough.
So then you find some vegetables, right, Maureen?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, there's been no vegetables added to any of the meals.
Potatoes. Alison,
I can guarantee you the only vegetable that has been added has been a potato.
Yeah.
And or some very overcooked starchy white rice. That has been overboiled. But anyway, Maureen, we can but try, can't we? We can but try. I would say 50% of the meals did have cream in them because we had to make some form of compromise and or cheese. We slipped in a couple of meals that were actually healthy.
Yeah, so, I did notice that when they arrived.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, I want you to eat them, but also the whole idea of buying them was for you to eat healthily, not for you to eat the same crap you usually do. But anyway, it's an uphill battle, Alison, and we'll just keep on going.
But also in positive news, I have been throwing stuff out. I threw away 5 bras.
Oh my God, she threw away a thimble and a toothpick.
Well, no, on our way I threw away 5 bras, I'm talking to Alison now because Jen is just, it's pointless. I'd had them for years before lockdown, and like most of them, the wiring had come out. And my theory was I was going to sew the wiring back in and reuse them.
Sure, yeah.
But you know, after about,
so that it can re-pop out and stab you again.
So yeah. I actually threw them away.
Well done.
I know Jen isn't impressed by that, but for somebody who likes to keep hold of stuff, it is pretty good going.
You're doing good.
I threw away a pair of shoes I bought probably in 1993. Never wore them, and I took them out.
Okay, fine. Yeah, keep going. Let's hear about this.
And I took them out the cupboard, and the heel—they're so old. The heel disintegrated, and the shoe.
Even though you've never worn them,
even though I had worn them, because it's so old, and the shoe was all kind of disintegrating.
Maureen, tell me why you threw them out. I can't figure it out. Why didn't you hang on to those?
Well, they're antiques. They're 30 years old.
Yeah, of course they're antiques. Yeah, yeah. Everything that's old is an antique. It's not long now before I'll be an antique.
I'm an antique.
Feel
We're all
free
antiques.
To stuff me in the back of your wardrobe.
Do you know what?
Plastic bags.
I was in a museum in Australia, and I went round this museum in Australia, and I was older than some of the historical artefacts, which was slightly depressing.
Yeah,
and I'm getting on a bit. Didn't realize it was an artefact.
Well, well done, Maureen. That's you've achieved a lot this week, and that's fantastic.
That's a week. That's quite a week right there. Throwing away that many bras. Well done.
Yeah. I mean, that must have what a bra a day or. Did they all
it was
go out
four
at the same
on
time?
One day, and then I found this other bra where it was ripped down the sides, which I was going to sew up, and I was like, I'm never going to sew
Maureen,
that up.
When have you ever sewn anything?
I sewed up the other day, and I fixed one of my dresses.
Hey. Did you?
The zip was kind of stuck, and I was like, oh. Yeah. And I managed to jig it around, and so it worked. It's a really nice dress as well. I can't get in it, but it's a really nice dress.
Okay.
I was just about to ask, does it fit you? I'm glad you fixed a dress that doesn't fit you.
Okay, good.
We're getting there.
Yeah, I mean, are we?
Jen.
Are we?
I don't know. I just think all I'm doing is Jen all the more
the
as I talk.
Same conversations over and over and over again. It's fine. Look, I need to acknowledge to the listeners, I am in possibly one of the foulest moods I've been in some time. And, there's no point in not acknowledging it. I'm very tired. I appear to still have no time. And Maureen's conversations sometimes make me want to beat my head repeatedly against a brick wall until I pass out. But I understand that what we're creating here is something resembling entertainment. And so what I'm going to endeavour to do is dig deep, and I will be digging deep, deeper than I've ever dug before, to drag out something resembling a good mood. I might have to pull it straight out of the bowels of my behind, but God damn it, I'm going to do it because that's what we're here for. That's what the WTB podcast is providing, is entertainment and distraction.
Not Jen's positivity.
Not a whingy, angry, resentful lesbian attacking her friend every time she opens her mouth. No. So what we're going to do is I'm endeavouring to do that. I will slip up and you two will have to carry the show. And I've said that to you at the top. So be prepared that you have a big responsibility.
Why are you in such a bad mood or a worse mood?
I've literally just told you, Maureen.
No time. It can't just be that.
She's tired.
What? It's being exhausted and having no time? Says to the woman who has all of the time. Yes, it's the thing that really fucks me off. Edit this bit out, Alex, because I've realised this bit is just me screaming into an abyss. Anyway, how has your week been, Alison? How have you been?
You know, that positivity being pulled out your a-hole isn't working right
now,
Jen.
It's
not
working. And it's pretty desperate at the moment, actually.
I don't want it to work. If you start to get too optimistic, we're going to lose half our fucking listeners. So don't you start changing. Don't go changing.
Okay, fair enough.
We like you the way you are. My week has been... My week's been good.
Alison, I mean, this is a lot of responsibility for you to pull out something positive now. After
you're the one who can do it, Alison.
Oh my God, Maureen! Thanks for the cheerleading. something positive.
I mean,
well,
gardening. What have we got here?
How's the dog training going?
Oh, Maureen, thank you for asking. Dog training is going well. We have not successfully left him alone as often as we're supposed to be doing, because this is the thing. We've never left him alone. I think I've talked about this before. I have a child who has never been left alone. And so we are supposed to be leaving him alone 30 minutes a day. 30 minutes a day you leave the house. But I'll tell you, by the end of the day, you don't want to leave the house for 30 minutes just like killing fucking time. Like, should we walk to Aldi again? Like, I don't know. So... we've not been great at that, but his response is real good. He comes back when we call him. That's great. Gardening, Jen, yes, I have actually just taken out 5 baby cactuses from a large cactus I have in my backyard and distributed them throughout the backyard, which I'm really proud of, actually. So,
wow.
You know.
You could now actually gift these cacti, couldn't you? Now that you've created extra cacti.
I actually could.
Put them in a little pot. Obviously, be careful of the size pot because don't give one to Maureen. She'll set it on fire. but you could... That's people love cacti.
They're big. They're big mothers. They are actually from... Yeah, like they're the ones that grow like Feed Me Seymour kind of size ones. Have you ever seen them outside of people's...
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Yeah, my friend went on a trip and then she smuggled one back to London and then she planted it in her front yard and the thing is so big. Like, it's so big. And she gave me one of the babies, which was like the size of my head. And that baby has now grown to like the size of my upper half. Okay. It's in a real big pot. So then I have a Feed Me Seymour. Like, I seriously have a plant that could eat people in my backyard right now.
Do you know what?
So I ripped off its babies.
That sounds very like the Return of the Triffids or whatever it is. I'll pass, actually. I was going to say, because I'm seeing you soon, aren't I? We're going to see each other.
That's what I'm excited about. Let's talk about swimming.
Alison is coming down this weekend, and so we are going to go swimming, aren't we?
Yes, we're going swimming.
So we've got it booked in Saturday morning swim. The only thing I would say, Alison, is that the Brighton Pier to Pier is happening Saturday, so it's going to be very busy on the beach.
Well, should we do Sunday morning instead?
Listen, I'm open. I can do either. I can do Saturday.
Get me in that poo water. I'm ready to swim in the pool.
What I would say is we would just go into a different part of the... If there's poo in the water, Alison, just to let you know, I won't be swimming in it. I'll swerve it.
Jen, come on. You call yourself British? Let's get in there, right?
When the sewage is out, this lesbian's in. I draw the line. I like swimming, but not in human feces. Yes. Well, we've got all that to look forward to. And that's something, isn't it?
We really
that
do.
That is something
yep.
for all of us. And I've got a couple of weeks and I'll be off to Amsterdam and then Montreal. So that will be something to look forward to. The kids are off school soon. It's all go. It's all go for their 900-month, year-long summer holiday. Why the holidays have to be this long, I don't know. But they are obscenely long. And we now have to look at every week and go, what are we going to do with these people for this week? It's a lot.
Are you taking the kids to Amsterdam?
No.
Are you guys going on that family trip to Amsterdam?
I'm not going to spend my fee on paying for them to be... It's totally not worth it. No, the trip is just work, as is Montreal, and that is that. When people say, are you bringing your children whilst you're gigging abroad? I'm like, why would I? That's very stressful and not fun for them either. At all. So
there's so many fun things for kids to do in Amsterdam. I mean, you know, you can take them for some walks down some streets.
Yeah, there's canals. Good. Anyway, we've all had a week. Fantastic stuff. Let's go back to Maureen Younger for her Be My Body moment.
I messaged Jen. I have just put olive oil in my eyes. Why is it so blurred?
I mean, you can't make this shit up, can you?
It was fine in the end. But I wouldn't recommend it.
No.
You wouldn't recommend it, Maureen.
Right, so my people Maureen was something I remembered when I was talking to Jen, because I never thought about it. I just came up with it. So when I was about late 20s, early 30s, I was quite foxy. I went to a party, and I don't know if you know, like when you get your early 30s as a straight single woman, I don't know if you've got this, Alison, and everyone else seems to be married. You're kind of looked at a bit askance. Do you know what I mean? There's just a little bit of atmosphere going. Mm-hmm. Anyway, mm-hmm. I was at this party. I was chatting to one of the guys, a married guy, and I was looking for a job or something. I can't remember exactly. It was a long time ago, 8 years. And I happened to mention I was looking for this job. And he went, oh, why don't you give me your number and I can help you out? I was like, yeah, sure, that'd be brilliant. And it's before mobile phone, so you'd have to write it down on a bit of paper and stuff. So I kind of went, I was at the party, went on and I was about to leave. So I went up to him, he was standing next to his wife, and I went, oh, this is my number that you asked for. And both him and his wife looked completely fucked off. And you could see him thinking, what the fuck are you doing? And then I kind of clicked that it wasn't because he wanted to give me help me with the job. It was another reason why he wanted my number. And I gave it my number in front of his wife, who did not appreciate it. Weirdly, he never called.
She didn't.
But like, I was so, Jen was like, you're so innocent. I was so innocent. I just thought he just wanted my number to call me about you know, helping me out with the job.
Yeah, that's what.
Yeah.
Because men really
they love
like
helping
to just
women
help out is what.
They don't know.
Most of them just want to. Do you need something fixed in your house?
I was showing my shelving. Yeah.
Were you showing him your shelves? That's
I,
not
I
a
don't
euphemism.
Mean secrets,
yeah,
do I?
Yeah.
And it was just when I could see her face, I could see his face. That's when the penny dropped. I was like, because I must have looked like a right bitch, but I was being completely innocent. I just thought you just
awesome.
You know, like why would it be a problem giving my number in front of the wife?
What was he going to help you with, Maureen? Just out of interest.
I can't remember exactly. I think it was like a job or something, like oh, contacts or something.
Right. Oh, yeah. The classic. I've got a man who can help you with a job thing. Yeah.
Give me your number and he'll help you with your job.
I wouldn't make a very good mistress, would I?
Oh, God, no.
In front of
no.
the wife? So I'll see you later at my place?
Yeah. Hey, so what time are you coming over? Sorry, Jean. I'm just having a little chinwag with your husband. We're arranging a little liaison for later. Anyway, sorry, that is my husband. Yeah, we've been sleeping together for about 6 months. Anyway, Maureen, to be fair to you, you would never be anyone's mistress for any number of reasons, morals being the main one, and I guess the fact that you literally couldn't keep that shit to yourself is the secondary part of it. But I think the primary reason is that you wouldn't dream of doing that to another person.
No. Also, I got high self-esteem. My esteem isn't that low. Like, I've had married men hit on me before, and I'm like, you've got to be kidding me.
Yeah.
Get divorced and then come back to me.
And even then, you're too much baggage, mate. Fuck off. Yep. Maureen, that is a classic. I feel like it follows a theme that we've had in that you read signals differently.
Yeah.
But, you know, if I am to take your side here, take a deep breath, it is to say that the reason why that is the case is because I think you judge people on how you would behave and how you would conduct yourself in a situation. And you would never dream of doing something like that. So the assumption is therefore, well, I wouldn't do that. So why would anyone else do that? And I don't think that, look, don't go changing, Maureen, for heaven's sake. The day that you end up to be me, a cynical, angry woman screaming into a bin, that's a sad day. It's a sad, sad day. So you hang on to that innocence and we'll look forward to the next Be More Maureen.
Do you know, that happened to my dad. I get it from my dad. My dad, I was playing Clytemnestra at King's Cross. It was really dodgy. There's a lot of, prostitutes hanging around. And my dad came to see me in the play, and this woman came up. He said to me afterwards, this woman came up to me and asked, do you want some business? I mean, what business would I be wanting? And I was like, no, Dad, I think you've misunderstood what she was.
Yeah. Do you want some business?
He was like, I don't. Well, I'm not a business. I'm a plumber. I was like, Dad, no, I don't. I had absolutely no idea what she'd come up for.
I mean, that's something, isn't it? When you have to explain to him what's going on, then we really know he's missed several tricks there.
Literally.
Yeah. Yeah, very good. Yeah, literally. Literally. I like the way that Alison and I took us a little beat to get that joke. Maureen, thank you for your Beam of Maureen moment. That was... as always, a classic. I partly am like, what the hell? But partly like, of course. What? Of course. Of course. I look forward to next week's Be More Maureen. I mean, they're always bangers, aren't they? But Alison, we've got to go to you. Look, how about this? Not for this week, because obviously this week you've got shit going on. How does a person like myself manage their personality when it's not a nice one? Okay, so... help me out here.
But I disagree. I like your personality.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Make a list of all the personality traits in others that you do like.
That in other people.
In other people. I want you to make a list of all the personality traits that you appreciate in other people. Because often what we identify in other people, the things we like or dislike, are actually aspects of ourselves. So by identifying the things in other people that you think are good, you actually will probably be finding them within yourself.
Oh, my God. I actually now... We haven't even started the Ask Alison. We've already completed it.
Done. We've done it, everyone.
Yeah. We've done it. But now... it's time to come back and ask again. We're not asking Alison once. We've asked her twice. We're still asking Alison.
Go to the gym, get it together, pay your taxes and stop eating chips. Take my advice.
Take my advice. I ain't using it.
I like that. I actually appreciate that I could come up with some quick suggestions there. That was fun.
That was a very quick...
A tool.
Resolution.
Something that you could do.
A tool.
Yeah.
That's better.
I'm big into tools, right? Like, even when I talk to my therapist, that's right, everyone, I have a therapist. I think everyone in the world should, even if you don't think you have any things going on. Still having a therapist is ace, everyone. And I always like tools, right? Like, I can talk till I'm blue in the face, but I need something that I can then implement into my life to actually make a change. So I like tools. I'm all about tools. Okay, our problem this week. As always, I am not a professional therapist, everyone. I just like to offer some advice because I care about other people's problems while I avoid my own. So here we go. Festival theme wedding. This is kind of a long one, but I like it. My mom's husband, my stepdad, is a nasty bit of work. Long story short, he has a drinking problem. He has stopped drinking after one too many near breakups with my mom. He knew he had to stop, yet he still drinks 0% alcohol. So he's, you know, holding around a bottle, which in this writer's head, they're like, I don't know if he's really quit, if he's still holding the bottle. And he kind of still acts like a prick when he's got that bottle in his hand. Okay, so writer's got, and I'm kind of abbreviating because this is a long one. So. He has emotionally and mentally not been a nice person over the last 15 years, hurting my mom, hurting me, yada, yada, yada. He also just speaks bullshit, and he has such a boring life, he has to make up crap. I love it. I love it when there's liars out there because their lives are so boring. They're like, yeah, I invented teeth. Sure you did. Anyway, I don't want to make his whole... So she is having a wedding. She doesn't want to invite mom's husband. She doesn't want to invite stepdad. Yeah. So... She has decided she's doing it. So she's invited mom, not stepdad. And then she put, what happens if mom chooses not to come? What if she chooses her husband over my wedding? Help one stressed out bride-to-be. But then she comes back again. We have a follow-up. I've spoken to my mom's best friend, and she has said she will definitely go, but she'll just be on edge all day, I guess worrying what he's doing at home. He has been seen down at the pub before hanging out with another woman. So, yeah. So her best friend, she has known for 25 years ago, hates him as well, but loves her best friend. So basically they've been putting up with this guy, and she doesn't invite him to the wedding. Look, I think you've made the right decision. I'm going to say it. Look, I think your wedding day is about you. And if there is somebody there that you think is going to put a bad feel on things, then I don't think you should invite them. Things you can do to curb this, to make this maybe a little bit more gentle. You could just lie about stuff. Look, this is not the best advice. Just lie. Say that, like, you're trying to, like, make it a bit more smaller. Perhaps you could say, look, I know you're trying to cut back on your alcohol. I don't want to put you in an environment filled with booze. I would like to do a separate wedding celebration after the wedding with just you and mom. I'm doing this for you. I thought it would be easier. It's just, I also feel like you're kind of done with him. And I know he's a part of your mom's life, but, like, maybe by doing this, you will help mom to gain some strength as well. Maybe mom will see your strength in going, not in this environment. I won't have you here. I don't think this is best for you. Maybe mom will follow your lead. It's hard because I can't give you a lot of advice because I got to say, I'm just proud of what you did, actually. Otherwise, your whole wedding day is just going to be about stressing about this man, stressing about what he's going to say, his behaviors. Weddings and funerals are very stressful when it comes to families. And I just got to say, I think when it comes to your wedding day, you have to think about you. This is the biggest problem I think I have with weddings is everyone's always thinking about pleasing everyone else. Nah, your mom knows why you're not inviting him. I think you just need to say that you were doing this for the best interest in him. You care about him and you want to spend some time with him separately. And I think moving forward, that would probably be a good thing. Unfortunately, this man is stuck in your life until your mom wises up. But I think what you're doing by separating him from other aspects of your life, I like it. That, I mean, it's not advice. It's more just affirming. I think you've made a very strong decision and I'm proud of you. Yeah. That's all the advice I can give.
I mean, it's her wedding. I mean, I would, it's easier said than done. I mean, I've been in that situation. I just say, I don't want him there.
Yeah.
You know, it's my wedding and I don't want him there. I mean, I mean, this is the problem with weddings is they become really political because you've got to, if you invite this person. I mean, I remember, you know, somebody talking to me about a wedding about 30 years ago where I got invited to the dinner and they didn't.
Yeah.
I mean, people remember this.
What? They talked about it how long afterwards?
Oh my God.
30 really?
Years later. Yeah, because I got
God,
invited to
I
the
let
dinner
that
and they
go.
Didn't.
That's wild.
I know. I was like, you know, people do remember that stuff. But I've had that problem with my mum's second husband, who I didn't like. I didn't actually talk to him for 2 years. I'd be in the room and just ignore him.
Oh, my God. I would have loved to have been in the room when that happened. Because when Maureen's cold, she's
I just would make out. Didn't hear him, didn't see him, wasn't there. That changed after a while, but after 2 years. But it is a difficult one. And, you know, because sometimes you say that and because it puts them in a difficult position. Because then they're getting jip from the partner going, well, why haven't I been invited? Do you know what I mean? It will put her mother in a difficult position because he'll be why can't I come? But I would say, do what's best for you. It's your wedding. She'll be worried about him all day. I've been in that position. All you do is you're focusing on the one. It's a bit like school where you focus on the one naughty pupil and not everyone else.
Yes.
You know, when you're a teacher. And I think you don't want that in your wedding.
Oh, he can't be there. It's absolutely toxic.
And
he'll infect the whole wedding.
He absolutely will. And I don't mean to be cruel, but it's like either he's there and then our lovely listener is just freaking out about him being there all day, or he's not there and then mom is worried. But you know what? Mom is the one who has decided to be with this person. So mom, unfortunately, you can support mom, you can love mom, but it's mom's choice to be with this person.
And even if he doesn't play up, all day you're going to be
it'll just
worried
ruin your
about
day.
Him playing up. So that's
also,
going to be your main
concern.
Also, she
doesn't like him.
No.
Yeah, she doesn't like him. She doesn't respect him. And she doesn't want him a very special day. It's her, you know, it's their wedding. They want to do whatever they want to do. And this person is going to ruin it one way or another. And if they're not there, at least you can have... You can say, right, I've got peace of mind that I don't have to worry about him.
Yep.
And that's weddings, any party that you have that you're throwing for yourself is stressful, you know, and it's a lot of responsibility because you're, you know, like Maureen said, there's already other politics involved without him there. You know, there's going to be other politics within the family and amongst their friendship group. So, just, you know. I think it's the right thing, Alison and I. As you can see, Maureen and I support that.
Yeah. And just choose a story. Yeah. Just choose a storyline and just stick to that narrative.
And stick to it. Yeah. Yeah. And also, don't over-explain it.
Nope.
Yeah, that's when you know someone's lying, when they give too many explanations.
But also, you can... I don't even think you have to lie.
I mean, I'm just trying to give mom something to say to husband when they get home rather than just like... My daughter hates you.
Yes, to him.
So at least
but she doesn't have to lie to her mum.
No, she can say to mum, I don't want him there, but listen, for the sake of this, let's say, it's because there's going to be so much booze all over the place and we know how much he's worked at not being a drinker, and so let's have a private celebration after. Blah. There.
Yeah, I mean, I'd just tell him I don't like you and you're not coming, but I don't know, that's not necessarily the best way to manage yourself around people. I do know that. We've already established that I can't manage myself around people, so don't go to me for advice. I don't have any. Alison, thank you very much for your advice. As always, very on point. We are now moving ever forwards, catapulting ourselves into the televisual age to find out what we have been watching.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Sorry, Alison, I'm distracted by the fact that Maureen appears to be drinking double cream.
I'm not drinking double.
What are you drinking?
It's a cafe latte.
Oh, thank God. Sorry, Alison, let's be honest. It wouldn't be out of the realms of possibility that Maureen is chugging on some double cream.
Well, I'm back and watching Javier Rey.
Bloody
again.
Hell, mix it up. We're trying to recommend different stuff, not different shows with Javier Rey in it.
I recommended Wham last week.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, yeah. That's fair. That is fair. You did do Wham last week, yeah. Javier Rey the week before and Javier Rey the week before that, but yeah, okay.
Yeah, and maybe Javier next week as well, but look, I'm going through a Javier Rey...
Well, that's going to be a future... I don't know why you didn't make that into a cultural corner, Maureen.
Who says I won't? I'll just repeat everything I've already said.
Yeah, that's the week the corner will get real cultured. Yeah.
I mean, coming up with cultural corners was great for the first like 10 weeks, and then after 10 weeks, you're like, "Fucking hell, I'm telling everything I know."
More exactly. I don't know what
week
I'll be
100
doing.
And something. I'll be like, anyway, I've watched Unknown Origins, which is a 2020 film, a film from 2020. Would I have watched it if Javier Rey was not in it? Probably not. It is completely
okay. What's it called? I just need to. I'm going to do my usual Google. What's it called?
Unknown Origins. And it's completely ludicrous, but it's a fun. It's set in Madrid, and you've got a murderer.
I love Madrid.
A murderer who's using comics and superheroes' origin stories to kill people. And investigating it is Inspector David, played by Javier Rey. And he's this very kind of uptight, very smart, really lovely suits, very chiselled, very good looking. You can see there's a theme, detective. And first of all, he's partnered up with this old-time cop called Cosme, who he really, really appreciates and really respects. But this guy's forced to leave the homicide by their boss, the head of the murder squad, Norma, who's into cosplaying. I mean, this is the most ridiculous thing. So she's the head of the Madrid murder squad, and she always appears in semi-naked outfits because she's always cosplaying, because that's a likely scenario in somewhere like Madrid where you're in a man's world and you need to get their respect, so you dress up semi-naked.
That's how we know this script was written by a man. That's how we know this script was written by a man.
It was, yeah, two men.
Right, so Cosme's retired. But his son happens to be a comic geek, right? So he's got his own comic shop. He's this kind of loot. He's complete. It's an odd couple scenario where you've got this chiseled, good looking cop, and then you've got this fat slob who's really into comics. And he's a bit of a geek
who just happens to know everything about comics.
But he knows everything about superhero origin stories.
Oh, I love this story already. It's ridiculous.
How did you even...
Maureen!
How hot is this man that you're sitting through this shit?
I don't understand.
Really hot. Really, really hot.
This man must be so hot. plot, because I'm literally listening to the plot.
Oh, it's ludicrous.
And wrap my head around why you'd even watch after the first 10 minutes.
This is the most sensible part of the movie.
What do you mean the most sensible part of the movie?
Oh, God. I won't say, but we get towards the end and you're like, oh, my God, I don't believe this. There's a bit where it's just hilariously ridiculous. So this is the most sensible bit of the movie that I'm telling you about.
What?
Yeah, honestly, this is the sensible bit.
There's a bit in here where it says, everyone is murdered. You, like you said, to the origin stories, okay?
Yeah.
So one man is killed after being fed enough supplements and steroids to be the Hulk.
Yeah.
Another has his heart plucked out and is covered in a metallic suit. I mean, I just... it's just too absolutely batshit, isn't it?
It is, and it gets even more batshit towards the end because Inspector David, his parents were killed like Batman's parents were killed.
Oh. But that would have been years ago.
So anyway, and that's
so
a, that's
he thing. He's Batman.
You don't want to give it away
anymore.
Don't worry. I don't think we know what the.
Don't want to give it away. But it is. I mean, I was watching it go, this is utterly ludicrous. So... But Javier Rey does look stunning in it.
Maureen, that is okay. Fine. I mean, part of me, weirdly.
Just... What's to watch it?
I think I do. That's the fucked up part of that whole explanation of what sounds to be one of the worst things I've ever heard of. It's now I want to watch it.
You know what? I think, you know, when you're in your hotel, I mean, I don't think Claire would want to watch it. If you're in your hotel room one night and you feel a bit, because it is so ludicrous, and there's one point where I'm not going to tell you where.
It's not gory, like, is it? Because it's about serial killers, so it's not like.
Yeah, but you don't really see any gore. And,
I was going to say, Maureen watched it, so it's okay.
It. Yeah. I probably would because Javier Rey's in it. But honestly, I think you'd laugh. You'd laugh because it is just so ludicrous.
Okay. Okay.
I mean, that must be the most unusual thing I've watched.
That you're telling us about. Yeah, this is...
So far.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, actually, yeah, that is... that's and that's why I think I want to watch it.
Yeah, there's also a Spanish horror film with Rodolfo Sancho, which I'm going to recommend to you. I haven't watched it because it's apparently really, really creepy.
What's
I'm going to recommend it. It's on Amazon. Can't remember. I'll check. Well,
okay.
But it's meant to be really, really good. But I need Alison to look at it to see if I can watch it.
Wait, is it a subtitled one or do I have to read?
I'll check it. Well, yes, it's on Amazon or Netflix.
You
check.
Can dub everything. So just go to the subtitle things and
yeah,
it will
you
say
can dub
if
it.
You want Huzzah. To you pick a language. So, but almost all of them are dubs now.
If you do watch it, Jen, let me know what you think.
I'm going to watch it. I'm absolutely going to watch it. I'm going to recommend it to my brother, Esteban, because I think he'll like it. He likes Spanish stuff, all of it. He'll watch anything. But if I tell him it's deliberately really he'll definitely watch it. Yeah, yeah. I often text him to say, I've watched this really dreadful film. You should watch it. And he does.
I'll watch it if it's dubbed. I like watching dubbed movies. You know why? Because I always feel like double bubble. Two actors got paid for that one part. And I feel like I should support that, right? Someone got to do the voiceover. Someone did the initial acting. So I'm always like, yes, I'll watch a dub movie. Double bubble. It's my goal to be a dub voice in a Spanish thriller one day.
That would be great, wouldn't it? I'd love to be a person that dubbed a movie in a German, Spanish, Portuguese, Danish, I don't care, film. Love to. Korean, whatever. Okay, Maureen, thanks for that recommendation. I actually
we're interested.
Well, we'll leave it there. It sounded batshit. I'm interested. My television watchings have taken me in two different places. I'll split them up.
Okay.
I'll do one this week and one next week because normally, you know, my recommendations have been thin on the ground. Let's be honest. Recently, so I've got to up my game. I started watching, as has Maureen, The Witcher series 3. Now, yes, it's come out of nowhere. It's come out of nowhere.
Sorry,
now, we all know why Maureen's watching it. We all know why Maureen's watching it, because she fancies... what's his name, Maureen?
Oh,
is that the
Henry
main blonde
Cavill.
Guy? The main
Henry Cavill.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. He's The Witcher.
Yeah, Jen, why are you watching it?
Why am I watching it? Now, what's happened with season 3 is exactly what happened in season 2. As I start watching it, and I have absolutely no recollection of what happened in the previous series. So I watched series two, not remembering what the hell had happened in series one. And I'm watching series three, and I've now finished series three, and I have absolutely no idea what's going on. Like, none. None at all. I don't know who anyone is. They keep referring to characters whose names I can't remember. They keep talking about something that happened that I don't remember happened. They're talking about something that might happen that I don't know what they're talking about. I've watched five episodes. I think there's another three to be released. And zero idea what's going on. None at all. But still thoroughly enjoyed it. It's just a load of fluffy, candy flossy nonsense. You know, witches and... wizards? Are there wizards? I don't know. Maybe not wizards. Anyway, there's mages and things. There's no dragons.
There's
lots of monsters.
Yet.
There's loads of monsters. It's actually quite violent and it's reasonably, I don't know if gory is the right word, but it's quite violent. So I'm surprised that Maureen was watching it, to be honest.
Yeah, well, we know why Maureen was watching it.
Yeah, Henry Cavill, yeah. Anyway, that's what I've been watching. Can I recommend it? I don't know.
You don't remember it, so I don't know if you can recommend it.
Well, because I don't know if I can recommend a show that I don't understand. And to be clear, I don't want you to think for one second that this is a really complex story. But because there's like a year and a bit between every series, you're like, I don't know.
They should do like the previously. They should do like
do a... you know? Yeah. Yes. They don't do a, you know how like in a lot of series they go, recap, this is what happened in season two. They don't do that. So you start season three going, who's that?
Is that like, because they're that even like, holy shit, about? We don't remember what actually fully happened in the last season. We got carried away when we were writing we're...
Yeah, I think they're like, if we remind you what's happened in the last series, you might...
You won't watch it.
You might be like, this is a load of old shite. But anyway, I'm up to date on The Witcher. Are you up to date, Maureen?
No, I started to watch it and I haven't watched any of it. I went to watch it and I didn't.
Okay, well,
so
I mean...
I've got that to look... I'm going through my Javier Rey
time.
Yeah, okay. I feel like maybe I've annoyingly taken
Javier
the show...
Is Javier Rey in it? Because if he is, I will start watching it.
I mean, sure, could be. He's in everything at the moment, isn't he? He might have a bit part as a wyvern. He's got so much makeup on, you don't know. Anyway, that's my television recommendation. There's three series. And what I will say, Alex has put his hands up in absolute despair of me because I've been utterly useless for the last three episodes. What I'm going to say is, in my defence, this is a television show and Maureen will back me up. And I think it's a little bit like Maureen's recommendation. Yes, it's complete nonsense, but it's a really good kind of fluff,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. You need that sometimes, don't you?
Yeah. I mean, it's just, and if you haven't seen it, you've got two and a bit series to watch and you're welcome. And also what I will say is if you're watching it like that, you will know what's going on. Because you won't be waiting 2 years between each series going on.
I didn't know what was going on in series two. Like, I understood season one and then...
Same. I watched season two going, I don't understand season...
Actually, season one, wasn't there three different time zones you didn't realise until like halfway through the series?
Oh my God, I completely forgot about that.
Yeah, and you were like, oh, hang on a minute, this has happened before.
Wait a second, this is going back in time.
Yes, it took me like to season four. I think they write it for people who've read the books or know the story.
Well, really, can't have gone on to season four. We're still on season three.
I mean, you know what I mean.
Can you imagine if they'd gone on to season four and I'd missed it completely? Look, yes, it's weird that they had that in season one.
And didn't point that out until episode four.
But then
four.
Never did it again for the rest of it. Anyway, look, it doesn't matter. Watch it, don't watch it. It's just a recommendation, isn't it?
Alison, I found the film. It's called Don't Listen. And it says, Decider calls the suspenseful haunted house horror film a truly terrifying journey that masterfully creates an unsettling atmosphere. And that's on Netflix. Don't Listen. So if you can watch it.
Yeah, I'll give it a go. And I'll let you know. I'll
and then
report back. Don't listen.
Is it Maureen friendly?
Oh, that does look creepy. All right. Yeah, I'll let you know.
He's got Rodolfo Sancho in. So once you see him, you'll see why I'm interested in watching the movie.
Okay.
You've got to think about Spanish men at the moment. Alison, now that Maureen and I have recommended things we can't recommend, Please, why don't you recommend something you can recommend?
Sure.
For your horror.
Look, side note, guys, I even tried to watch The Witcher, and I didn't even make it through one episode of season one. So
really?
That's where we're at in my, okay. You know, I get, maybe I'll give it a go again. Anyway, to go in line with our problem, I thought, family issues. So I thought I'll give you a horror that is real family issues and it'll really take your mind off of things. So I'm going to go with a classic. I know I've recommended it before, but I'm going to recommend Hereditary. That will take your mind off of your bloody family problems right now.
Who's in that?
So Hereditary has the mom.
Russell Kurt.
Russell Kurt. Look, if that is... Look, Maureen.
That is the second time that Maureen has said that. In 2 weeks, and I have heard it as Kurt Russell.
No, Alison said it last week. She said
Was it you that said it? Oh,
yeah,
no, you're right.
Russell
it was Maureen
Kurt.
That pointed out that it was wrong. Okay.
That it's Kurt Russell. No, Russell Kurt is not in this one.
Gabriel Byrne is, though.
Oh,
yeah.
And Toni Collette.
Yeah, and Toni Collette, who is amazing.
And Anne Dowd, who I love.
Hereditary, look, this is not for the weak people. Like, it's crazy, this movie. Okay, so after her mother passes away, Annie and the rest of the family are grief-stricken. Soon, strange things start occurring, and the horrifying truth about Annie's ancestry begins to come to light. There is so much that goes on in Hereditary that I've had to watch it twice just to really, like, take it all in. But if you want a distraction from your own family problems, get into this one.
This has got a brilliant cast.
I can't believe you guys... Have you not heard of...
I saw it... I think I saw it somewhere. I feel like I saw it on a streamer channel somewhere.
Yeah.
And I watched a trailer for it and it freaked me out too much to watch the movie. Like I was like, I just don't think I'm in the right headspace to watch this. It's going to, I thought it looked a bit too creepy.
It is extremely creepy. It is extremely creepy.
It's an A24 production. You know, A24 that did Everything Everywhere All at Once and Beef and done loads. It's one of those production companies that now everybody wants to work with.
Yeah. And this is 2020, so I think this is one of their big, like, this is one of the ones that put them on the map as well. It is, if you're looking to it. To feel better about your own family, you can watch Hereditary and you will feel better. Again, it is extremely creepy. There are some very intense scenes. But it's a phenomenal movie. It's a phenomenal movie. So I really recommend that one. Yeah, I recommend that one. Hereditary.
Okay. Hereditary, which you can rent, I believe.
Yeah.
In this country, in the UK, you can rent it on Prime. But, you know, Google it. Don't ask us.
Yeah.
Alison, thank you very much for your horror recommendation. Mm-hmm. That is what we have been recommending and not recommending on the television.
And watching and not understanding as well.
Watching and not understanding and seeing Lusting and not
over.
Knowing. Yeah, you're welcome. Let's go back. Let's go back, back, back. So far back, we found ourselves in a corner. What corner is it? It's Maureen's corner. It's been cultured. Get out, for God's sake. It must be nuclear reaction. Of course, it's the corner time that is often cultural, but sometimes just batshit.
Well, thank you again for a wonderful intro, Jen Brister. I'm doing book club. Book club's going to be on a Thursday this time, Thursday the 27th of July. And the book we're going to be talking about is Sorrow and Bliss, which as a good organiser of the book club, I haven't read yet.
Oh, I was going to ask you if you'd read it yet.
No, I will have read it by book club. The reason is because I was so far ahead, I decided to read Falada and Man will nach oben on its almost 800 pages and I haven't got to the end yet. So once I finish that, which should be in a day or two, I will start that one, Sorrow and Bliss.
You'll zip through Sorrow and Bliss in about...
Yeah. And so, I know people have read it from the book club and they're really liking it. And the next book for book club is actually going to be, and I've never read any, Muriel Spark, who wrote The Prime of Miss Jean Brodie. That's her most famous book. Have you not heard of that?
It's a brilliant... No, I have heard it. I've not read any of...
I haven't read any Muriel Spark. We're going to do the first one, which is called The Comforters. So I haven't read anything. She was a Scottish author. She wrote quite a lot of books.
Sorry, Maureen, can you show me? Is that? Oh, that's not one book, is it?
No, there's five books. So
it's, dear God.
Sorry. No, when you brought that up, I was like, listen, Maureen, you've got to pick a slimmer,
easier
book. So, yeah, if you look at the five,
it's literally, Maureen's literally just picked up what is five books stuck together, but we didn't see the spine of it, just the other side of it. And I was like, Christ, I think I'll swerve that.
I didn't realise that, yeah, because that was a present Karen got me. So this is the Comforters, and it's the story is, and I like the theme because I've written a novel, first three chapters available in Prisons of My Life. And it's got a, just getting that in.
Yeah.
If you'd like to buy it, it's available on Amazon. And I thought I came up with this quite original idea. Anyway, turns out Muir Spark did it before me. Oh. So Caroline Rhodes is plagued by the tapping of typewriter keys and the strange detached narration of her every thought and action. Caroline has an unusual problem. She realises she's in a novel. That was my thing that I didn't mind. Anyway, her fellow characters also seem deluded. Lawrence, her former lover, finds diamonds in a loaf of bread. Has his elderly grandmother hidden them there. And Baron Stock, her bookseller friend, believes he's on the trail of England's leading Satanists. In Muir Spark's brilliant first novel, the only things that aren't ambiguous are her matchless originality and glittering wit. Sounds quite interesting.
It does sound interesting. It does sound annoyingly quite close to the idea of your novel, but your content will still be different. I mean, yeah. What you're doing is still completely different.
But it's that thing, you know, like you know, they say there's only nine, or I can't remember what they exactly say. There's only various amount of storylines in the world, and everything's a theme of those storylines.
I was going to say, I mean, like, you know,
boy meets girl, you know,
murder mystery,
yeah,
you know, whatever.
Yeah,
I've run out of ideas already, but you know what I'm saying. thriller,
love,
powerful man, hubris,
loss, dealing with loss.
We
can tell that we're writers from a living. Can I just say, if you want more information about the book club, just go to the WTB book club page on Facebook. We'll see you there on Thursday.
Okay, so WTB book club is on the 27th of July. Yes, great. Okay. Just checking my months, my days, my years, and...
I like the way you look at us. It is. We're in
Do you like the
July?
Way that I was confirming the date by not knowing the date? Well done. Didn't really need me in this podcast this week. Maureen, thank you so much for your cultural corner.
And now, look, we almost started on a goat. We've got a few goats kicking around. I am interested to see what goat we're going to end on. As Jen rubs her brow with complete and utter, she's given up. Jen, what's getting your goat this week?
Don't judge me. Now, you're going to be judging me now, but bloody well wait, okay? This is terrible, isn't it? That's what's got my goat. And do you know who I blame? Society. literally everyone and everything. Okay? Now, I'm not sure if this is just because I'm sleep deprived, generally tired, menopausal, hypersensitive, or batshit. I mean, and let's be honest, it could be all of those things. But I wake up in the morning and I'm like screaming fuck you to the ceiling. Okay, that's where I'm at. So if you're asking me a specific, I have no specifics. I just have a general rage. I don't know if other people can relate to this. Just a general open the door. Open your eyes, have a cup of coffee. Will that help? No, doesn't help. Rage. And I think I just need a little downtime, a little zen time. Maybe I should be doing Headspace or a meditative meditation.
Yeah, Headspace is good. Calm is another one.
Calm. We have Calm for the children. Maybe I need to sit down and listen to somebody read soft stories into my ear rolls.
I've been recommended Mood Tools, which is a free app.
Mood Tools. Okay. Mm. Is it? It's free. Okay,
yeah, it's
great. Because Calm and Headspace are not. But I've already got Calm because I pay for that for the kids. So, yes, I think maybe I need to do one of those things to really chill the fuck out. But, you know, if you're asking me for a specific on this particular goat, I can't give it to you. I think I'm just on the brink of a little bit of burnout. And so this lesbian is, what's the word? On the brink.
On the brink. Do you want me to do some research on what you can do to calm some rage when you have no time? Things that you can implement into your life?
Yeah.
Sure. I'm going to look into that. Because you know what, Jen? That'll probably help a lot of people. I think right now is the biggest rage time ever, babes. Like, people are stressed. The heat is not contributing to this problem. So you're hot. You're running out of time.
I've got no time.
Yeah, and things keep coming at you. Yeah, yeah.
When I had too much to do, which sometimes happens, not a lot, I actually would sometimes take half an hour out, even though I didn't really have the time, and just read or do something. And weirdly, taking that half an hour, even though theoretically you don't really have it, it does help in a way.
Yeah, yeah.
You just probably need to go, you know, even go somewhere just for a coffee and just sit and read a book.
I also recommend screaming into pillows.
Screaming into pillows, yep. I can definitely try that. I absolutely know I'm supposed to take half an hour out, but
it's hard.
I don't know when.
Well, I think what's getting you is just your goat is just fucking being overwhelmed by goats right now, babe. That's the fucking goat this week. Yeah.
The goat is, I've got too many goats. I need to lie in a darkened room with a chamomile tea and not talk to anyone. So if anyone has a dark room with a hot cup of tea in the corner of it, do contact us at womentalkingbollocks@gmail.com or call me on 555. 555.
555. My friend bought me, and I do recommend it. He's very expensive. Space NK. They've got those aroma things. And I sometimes have you've got a lovely bath, have a bath, and just that smell is just gorgeous.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not working tonight, so maybe I'll have a bath. I don't have any Space NK products. We've got Matey Bubble Bath. Might stick a bit of that. I love that Maureen says that. That's ooh. I mean, that's literally, I don't know what they put in that, but it's gonna take your skin off. I don't know why we use it with the children. It's absolutely rancid. Anyway, that's my goat. Don't worry. By next week, I'll be like the Buddha. I'll be like the I'll be so zen. I'll be like the Dalai Lama, except without the.
I forgot about that.
That's going to get cut.
Just cut that bit out, Alex. In fact, don't just cut that bit out, but keep this bit in so we don't know what bit we had to cut out.
Women Talking Bollocks.
If you have enjoyed WTB, please make sure that you subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and leave us a little review.
Oh, you can check out our socials now on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and you never know, we may even get on TikTok.
And if you do like the show, please do have a look at our Patreon for bonus content and weekly treats.
Will that do?
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape.
And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.